And we want to talk more today about Merrick Garland, President Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court. Unlike Obama's two previous nominees, Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, both considered strong liberals, Garland is described as a judicial moderate. So how much do we know about where he stands and how he'd be likely to vote on the nation's highest court? Well, Dahlia Lithwick covers the Supreme Court for Slate. She's with us from San Francisco. Dahlia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, there's been a lot of talk in the past 24 hours about Judge Garland being a judicial moderate. But how much do we know about where he stands ideologically?
Well, I think that one thing that Obama really gave us was the gift of a long, long judicial record. He has been on the Federal Appeals Court and the D.C. Circuit for 19 years. So nobody is going to say of Judge Garland what we once said about Elena Kagan, which is there's no paper trail, because right. There's an extensive paper trail. He's got opinions on virtually everything. And you come away with a sense of somebody who is pretty much right down the center on a lot of things. So, you know, he was tough on the prisoners at Guantanamo mm-hmm. until the Supreme Court said, actually, no, there's a right to habeas corpus. And then he was good to the prisoners at Guantanamo for the most part. He tends to be very much in favor of regulatory agencies. I think it's fair to say this is a former prosecutor who is tough on criminal defendants, really tough. Civil rights litigants get generally good results with him. So if it sounds like I'm saying sometimes he's one thing and sometimes he's another, that's because he is. He really is a person who is tough to pigeonhole. And I think on some issues, like, for instance, reproductive rights, we have very few clues. But in the areas where we have clues, I think it's pretty, pretty clear that this is somebody who is not an ideologue. He tends to be very narrow, very focused, and very, very committed to not making new law, but just trying to look really carefully at what's before him.
Right. So yesterday, I actually was having a conversation with a retired federal judge about exactly what you just said, Dahlia, because she and I were looking at two cases in particular, one which you mentioned, which was the Guantanamo habeas corpus case. And then another one we were looking at was ACLU versus CIA, where the ACLU wanted documents from the CIA that the CIA even just refused to admit existed. And in that case, Judge Garland wrote a decision in favor of the ACLU. And what this this retired judge was telling me was she sees a man who relies on precedent to help be one of his guides when deciding these cases. But that all of a sudden made me wonder, I mean, he's being nominated to the precedent-setting court in the land. So does it give us any indication of what kind of Supreme Court justice he might be?
It's a really good question and a deep question. And I think, you know, in one sense, this is always something that arises when you're elevating someone from an appeals court to the Supreme Court, which is they don't have to follow the rules anymore, right? They're making the rules. And does that free them up to get all crazy? I think in Garland's case, it's probably much more accurate to say that he is going to follow Supreme Court precedent in ways that a lot of Supreme Court justices might not. And so I'm thinking of, for instance, Clarence Thomas, who doesn't really believe in stare decisis. He says, if it's wrong, we fix it. I think it may mean that he frustrates progressives in some ways. People who want a justice who's going to get on the court and reverse Citizens United tomorrow mm-hmm. or reverse Shelby County, the Voting Rights Act case tomorrow, those people might be frustrated because I think even when he is on a precedent-setting court, he might not be apt to change things very much.
So that makes me wonder, I mean, this is a risk then that President Obama is taking, isn't it? Because as you just pointed out, people on the progressive left want someone who would be, you know, much more clear in their stance.
I think that it's been a very big disappointment to progressives who wanted a liberal Scalia on the court. There is no question that, you know, the liberal wing of the Supreme Court has not been as willing to push boundaries as the conservative wing of the court. And that's why we have Shelby County. That's why we have Citizens United. But I do think that it's Obama doing two things that are important to Obama. One is saying, yeah, I'm going to dial this court a little to the left, but only a little. I'm putting moderate centrist left justice up, with the understanding that in so doing, if he gets confirmed, this will be the most liberal court we've seen in decades and decades.
Yeah. You know, I'm curious because right now we're accustomed to, on the very high profile cases, expecting, you know, the 5-4 split somehow, with Anthony Kennedy being the swing vote. Just let's just say for a second that Judge Garland becomes Justice Garland. We would essentially, how would that change the kinds of coalitions or decisions that we see on the court when we have, you know, at least two justices whose leanings aren't clear?
I mean, I think you're going to have a court that is not the 5-4 court we've been used to on the Roberts Court. I think that there is a possibility of 6-3s. You know, they always say adding one justice means a whole new court. It's, you know, not the old court plus one. It's an entirely different animal. And I think subtracting a justice, we've seen in the last few weeks, also creates a whole new court. One thing that Obama might be looking to do with Garland is find somebody who is not just kind of at the center, but has the kind of gravitational pull to bring others toward the center. And I suspect that Barack Obama is as frustrated by the 5-4, 5-4, 5-4 world we've lived in that he might even think, I bet we could get some 9-0s if we're very, very cautious and very, very narrow.
Dahlia Lithwick covers the Supreme Court for Slate. Always a great pleasure to talk with you, Dahlia. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.